It's a new week, but in many ways it's the same story continuing to dominate the political agenda. There are positives. Adherence to level 5 restrictions has driven the daily COVID numbers below 2,000. Yesterday, 1,373. But pressure continues on hospitals and ICUs, and there is still, the CMO emphasised, a huge volume of disease in the community. This week, the government faces another series of big decisions, including mandatory quarantine for people travelling into Ireland, the reopening of schools and the vaccine rollout. Our political editor David Murphy joins us. And David, there will be no surprise in decisions to be made this week on continuing level 5 restrictions. I think that's already very well flagged. But there are additional and new decisions to be made around travel and around quarantine. What can you tell us?
Well, Mary, what we understand is that there is going to be mandatory testing for people coming in from Brazil and South Africa and possibly other South American countries which have been affected by the new strain of the virus. There'll also be mandatory testing. Mandatory quarantine, I should say, for anyone without a negative COVID-19 test. The other thing the government will be looking at is the question of using enhanced use of the passenger locator forms. These are the forms that people fill out when they're coming into the country. So to ensure that people who do have to restrict their movements, self-isolate, that they're doing so. Also, the other issue that will be discussed by ministers at the Cabinet Subcommittee meeting this afternoon is the question of slimming down the definition of essential workers. So at the moment, people are allowed to come in if they are essential workers, to have a look at those definitions and to see if that can be tightened up in any way. And we've got to remember that normally through our airports we have around 90,000 people coming in. This is pre-COVID. That fell dramatically to around 10,000. It's now around 1,000 a day. Whether or not that 1,000 can be reduced any further. And the other issue is visa restrictions. So these are all proposals which will be discussed by ministers today. They've to reach some conclusions. Then there'll be a full cabinet meeting tomorrow to discuss the proposals to see if there will be agreement on that. But a lot of these issues are focusing on the people coming in into our airports, into our ports, to tighten up on that to ensure there's further protection in terms of COVID-19. It doesn't deal with the issue of people coming over the border.
Yeah. Is there any, and I'll come back to that in a moment, and about the sharing of information north and south, but is there any greater clarity on how this quarantining might work? And the Taoiseach, you know, talking around a 5-day quarantine, but would it be 5 days, 10 days, or could it be 14 days? And who pays?
Well, I think those type of details are going to be discussed this afternoon by ministers. Obviously, there's concerns that if it's just 5 days, and this has been expressed by a number of medics over the weekend, that if it's just 5 days, that won't be lengthy enough. So this is something they're going to have to discuss. Also, the issue of payment will have to be discussed. And I think as well that the Cabinet Subcommittee meeting today will also be looking at the question of schools in a lot of detail.
Now, the question of travel north and south, Alan Kelly yesterday talking about policing around 5K from the border. And a lot of criticism north of the border on a failure by government here to share information on these locator forms coming into the country. So can we expect some developments in this area?
Well, last week in the Dáil, the Taoiseach Minister Leo Varadkar did say that there was an intention to share data. He said that there was difficulties around that at the moment, but that's something that they were hoping to move towards. The authorities in the north have raised questions about this, saying that they haven't got all the information regarding people coming into the country that they would wish. So I think that's something that they will move on.
Now, the other big question, which there is a growing demand for decisions to be made on, one is special education and the need to get some reopening of education for children with additional needs, and the other, the Leaving Cert.
So I think that there's been a general concern within government over the past week or so that too much of the negotiations between the teachers' unions and government was being done over the airwaves. And what they're doing now is they're having confidential talks and they're trying not to comment on exactly what's going on. But what we do know, and a lot of this was spelt out by the Taoiseach over the weekend, is the first priority is to try to get education of children with special needs up and running. The next immediate priority is to try to get teaching of Leaving Cert students back underway, and as part of that, at least agree some sort of plan regarding the Leaving Cert. The Labour leader, Alan Kelly, was very clear that he didn't really believe that the sit-down Leaving Cert exam is going to happen this year. Speaking to people in government over the weekend, I don't get the sense that they have agreed that there won't be a Leaving Cert exam this year, and there many of them are determined to try to ensure that it does go ahead this year. The other issue is then, what about the rest of the schools? The interesting comment from the Taoiseach over the weekend was that the rest of the 1 million students who attend school won't be back before St. Patrick's Day. It's more likely we'll see a staggered approach in terms of the return of schools.
And a final issue still on the government agenda, it doesn't go away, the paediatric children's hospital, and the announcement that Fred Barry appointed as the chair of the development board in 2019, that he intends to resign. He's tendered his resignation.
That's right. So this is the board that oversees the development of the children's hospital. Obviously, it's been subject to very significant cost overruns. It's been subject to delays. So he was brought in 2 years ago to oversee the development. The department and the board of the hospital have issued a statement saying that he's going to be standing down. Obviously, he was seen as a very steady hand. He's someone who in the past has run the National Transport Authority.
Do we know at this stage if there are further overruns on spending now in the National Children's Hospital and delays because of COVID?
So what we've seen in the past is that work did stop on the Children's Hospital. It then has recommenced because it's been classified as essential construction. But obviously that's going to have some sort of impact in terms of the development of the hospital. But it's fairly clear the government have it at the top of its agenda in terms of ensuring that it is included in terms of essential construction. But I think all construction has been affected by, for instance, the social distancing and the other rules.
All right, David Murphy, our political editor, thank you.